The Big Breakfast's Rugby League Insider. Dobbo, get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
36 hours till Magic Mushroom Round. Beautiful. Hey, Dobbo, how are you, mate?
Good. Can we be positive from this? Before what? We start this, I want a complete 100% okay. positive chat.
Well, I can't guarantee.
No, I if can't guarantee, that.
People, Margo, I'm only angling my whole thing at you. That's all I'm asking, Margo. You, I want you
what
to be positive. If you're a Broncos fan today,
I am.
You've got a kill. Well done. Kevin Walters has got a man. Mm. It's a changing of the way this is going now. They've signed Adam Reynolds for 3 years. Mm. The, you know, the doomsdayers will say we don't need him. It's a bad pick. I'll tell you what, this is a good pick. This is a really,
Why
really
is it
good,
a good pick, Dobbo?
Because he's a leader. That Brisbane have lost. Brisbane were leading 18-0 against Parramatta. If they had a halfback that could manage the game, they win that game. They're ahead against Penrith. They win that game if they've got a good man manager halfback. Mm. And last week, well, we all know the disaster that that was. They absolutely blew it. 5 wins out of 10 matches if they have a halfback. They've got Adam Reynolds coming. It's a good lock. And you know what?
Yeah.
The mail is that I'm getting off certain people at that club.
Yeah.
The cards will fall now. There's going to be some big signings. And now that Adam Reynolds is coming, there was a lot of other players who wanted to come. They were waiting. And you know what?
Like
watch
who?
Your space. I'm not going to name them here.
Oh. Margo, this is like, remember you went
Aren't
to Serum?
Aren't you our insider, though? Isn't that what you're supposed to
Just
do?
Just wait till
Tell
I find
us.
Out.
Remember, you've been to Serum, eh? You went to Peter Garrett. You've been to
Serum
Fleetwood
Mac. Serum Winery. Yeah, I've been to them all.
So you love an
Cold
aging
chisel.
Rock star. So this is what Adam Reynolds represents. To the
He's a leader.
Got, he's still he's got enough in him. Is this the first premiership halfback the Broncos have had since Shane Perry?
Correct.
Wow. Yeah,
it's a long time. But you, what
I love that they're referring to him as the best halfback on the open market. How many are there? 2, 3?
Well, hang on. If you are having in the top 5 halfbacks in the game, he's in that conversation.
Not if you look at his stats, he's not.
Oh, stats only show you so much, mate.
Guess
you know
he's
what?
Been caught talking to Corey.
You know what? Yeah, who was an absolute
Corey and I
stats
may
man?
Have,
yeah,
100%. Last night
oh
over
my
the
God.
Dinner table may have been Adam Reynolds' stats.
So, does that mean he's not a good super coach player? But he's a bloody good player.
He's a game manager. Yeah. Kevin Walters is a halfback and a premiership half, and so he actually says to me, he's exactly what we need.
Exactly.
So whether or not then they
And we've seen players leave Brisbane who haven't been performing or are underperforming and go and perform somewhere else. He might do that for us. I'm not saying that he's not. I don't want to completely.
He's been performing at South Sydney, Margot, year in, year out. He's a premiership halfback.
So then why aren't South Sydney trying to tie him up?
Because I'm just going to quickly get a little bit technical.
Yeah.
South Sydney signed Greg Inglis to a 5-year deal. Mm. He retired medically hurt. What happens is the club has to pay that money even though it's not in the cap. Russell doesn't like paying money.
Sam Burgess,
same thing. So what they did was anybody over 30, they've said year in, year out, you're on 1-year deal. You might be
Great
there
call.
Forever. John Sutton's done it. There's been players that
so
have done it.
So then why are we willing to risk the injury
well,
for
every
3 years?
Other club, well, it's not injury. It's not injury. We're more desperate for a half and we actually don't do 1-year deals at Brisbane. I don't know why I'm saying we. Brisbane don't do 1-year deals.
Well, we do.
South Sydney have got a motto because Uncle Russell doesn't want to pay.
Hey, so, he wants to live in Brisbane too, I see.
Wants
is that
to live in
true,
Brisbane.
That
is 100% true, and he wants to get out of the bubble. There was this myth around it, and I'd spoken to his manager saying, oh, he doesn't want to leave Sydney. That was never the case. Never, ever the case. He was always open to it. He told the Sharks he's come for less money than what the Sharks finally offered.
I find that astounding.
Yeah, which says a lot to me, and obviously
I just don't want there to be too much pressure on him. We beat him up and we say, hey, he's going to be the answer to all of our problems.
If you're a Broncos player, you have pressure. That is part of playing for the Brisbane Broncos.
Have you ever seen him kick goals from the sideline? He handles pressure well. I like the
And he can kick field goals.
Hey, listen, let's move on to the other thing. And I know you hate dropping names, but who were you at dinner with last night?
Peter Vallandis.
Rugby League.
So
Peter
romantic.
Vallandis.
Just
you and Pete?
No, there was a few others there. It wasn't intimate. No,
you light the candles and have some roses?
But the NRL, I don't know whether or not that they've got this right. So Magic Round, it's all about fan experience.
Yeah.
So it's all about what the fans... So instead of a normal press conference, we go into the media room. Only journalists go down there, or so-called journalists, ask the questions, and that's it. So the NRL have come up with an idea, and it's going to be interesting, that they're going to have the press conferences outside in the forecourt. So...
Where Wally Lewis is.
Yeah, on a stage, and it's going to have fan interaction. So obviously the journos ask a few, then they're going to have a roving mic and some fans ask. So
Brisbane fans are so quiet.
One coach is refusing so far. Have a guess who's refusing to do it, who's just flat said, no, it's not going to happen.
Uncle Wayne
said no. But I just want to put this out there.
Ooh.
Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Canterbury take on the Canberra Raiders.
So now there's Barrett every chance, Ricky Stewart.
But what happens if Ricky loses six in a row and then he's asked to go and stand up and have a fan interaction press conference?
Margo, do you remember about 4 weeks ago Corey was doing a Broncos game here at Suncorp and they decided to let him do the cross after the game out
the front? Yeah.
Is this what the press conference will sound like, Dubbo?
You can see that the normal crowd's turned up, so everything's going well here, Jess. Things are starting to... I don't know what's going on here, but anyway, for the...
Getting attacked by pirates.
Pirates.
It's got disaster written all over this. I mean, fan interaction or not. Like, give him a kicking comp or something, but don't do this.
Dubbo, our NRL insider and host of the Rush Hour Queenslander. You'll be all over Magic Around this weekend as well.
We'll see you at the Sportsman's Lunch today too, Dubbo.
Yeah.
The Regatta.
Looking forward to that
Busy week.
Yeah.